Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today's very special guest, she's a master's student in the biology program here at Florida Tech. We welcome Elizabeth Witcher. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, Wes.
So great to have you back talking about, well, it's Youth Making Ripples. It's an exciting film festival that's coming to Florida Tech. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we're going to be having the 4th annual Youth Making Ripples Film Festival at Florida Tech on Thursday, March 16th. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. in Gleason Auditorium. And Youth Making Ripples is a pretty cool event. So we invite K through 12 students to submit short films with a message focused on marine science and ocean conservation. And we see this as an opportunity for students to use their creative talents to act as a voice for our oceans. We screen the finalists and the winners at film festivals around the country. And here at FIT, it's a great opportunity to come and learn about marine science.
Marine science, which is a program you're very familiar with here at the university and something that has really been growing with the community as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of really important issues in conservation and in marine science that we're looking at around Florida. And a lot of our students' films actually showcase those issues.
What are some of the things that you would say as someone who's so familiar with this area that the K-12 students get out of this Youth Making Ripples experience?
Well, I think students are increasingly aware of the problems in the natural environment that we have, and they're hearing about things like climate change and the problems that the oceans are having from anthropogenic impacts. And this film festival really gives them an opportunity to feel like they can do something about that, because I think a lot of times people can start to feel powerless. These are big problems. But the fact of the matter is that we have a voice, everyone has a voice, and it's important to be able to use it.
So it's coming Thursday, March the 16th, to the Gleason Performing Arts Center here. And tell us a bit more about the activities that take place when folks arrive.
So we've got a really fun night planned. Our doors are going to open at 6:30, and we're going to have an outreach event with members from science organizations from around the community and conservation organizations, and then also students from Florida Tech who are going to be showcasing some of the research that they're doing in Florida and around the world. Then at 7:15, our films are going to start, and we'll be highlighting some of the best films that we received from Brevard County. We had a lot of submissions from the local area. And then we'll also be showing the films from the finalists and the winners nationally.
And so for folks who are interested in seeing great work from young people that has an eye to our environment, for folks who are interested in our programs here at Florida Tech, it's really just an opportunity to showcase on a number of fronts.
Definitely. And we're very excited about it. We show this film festival all around the nation. This year, the festival premiered at Moat Marine Laboratory in Sarasota. In past years, we've organized screenings around the country, including at the Monterey Bay State Sanctuary in California, Western Washington University, and even actually at the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. So this thing gets some playtime. It's pretty exciting to see.
That's great visibility.
Yeah.
It's the Youth Making Ripples Film Festival. It's coming to Florida Tech Gleason Performing Arts Center at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, March the 16th, free and open to the public. Elizabeth, how can folks get additional information if they're interested?
We'd like you to please visit our website at youthmakingripples.org. You can RSVP for the festival there. It is free, but we would love it if you'd RSVP. And then you can also find more information at Facebook /youthmakingripples, and you can follow us on Twitter at youthripples.
The Youth Making Ripples Film Festival coming to the Florida Tech campus for the 4th straight year, Thursday, March the 16th at 6:30 p.m. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.